It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
All righty, my friends, here we go. It's summertime. Believe it or not, it's the end of July. Your summer is getting squeezed. You got 30 days to get this done. Whatever's on your bucket list for this summer, you know, do it. Make it happen. Go put your toes in the sand and wait, however that goes. My next guest has been lost more than anybody, more lost than I am at the moment. In fact, on back roads and in streams and muck and mud all across this fine state, Ron Rademacher, writer, traveler, adventurer, just an all-around good guy who knows a lot about Michigan and its back roads. Ron, welcome back.
Steve, always good to be here on Wednesday. How you doing, man? You sound like you're pumped up.
I'm doing great. By the way, Michigan Backroads brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan, Ron. I wanted to say that. I am fired up. It hasn't rained every other day for a while now like it did for so long. You know, the cabin fever exploded, and we were able to get out and get some things done.
Yeah, there's some great stuff going on around. Yeah, so summer is here. Get out there and do it.
Absolutely.
Get on the lake. Do your preparation. Safety first. You know, make sure you got your water and your bug stuff, all that.
I'm glad you brought that up. But there have been a record number of water-related fatalities in the Great Lakes, from what I'm reading and understanding. I kept seeing that. I kept doing these headlines of, you know, people drown in Lake Michigan. Ludington's had a number of them in the last week or 10 days. It's been a tough year. Lot of water, high water, and apparently you got to be careful out there, no question about it. Now, having said that, one of the things I like about summer is the ability to jump in the car and do a road trip. And you've got a road trip right at the top of your things to do here. Tell me about that.
This is a great road trip of the week. This is down there in Albion. You and I have talked about Albion and the great revitalization that's going on down in that town. And one of the first structures that they restored was the old Bone Theater. So starting now, the first Friday of every month, they have Blues at the Bone. Monday of every month, this Monday, the 5th, Twyla Birdsong is going to be there. And this lady can sing.
I love that. You know, I've been to that theater. That theater was completely, you know, that theater was a wreck, right? And they completely refurbished it, put it all together. It is a fabulous place to go now.
It is. And they have incredible acoustics. And every month they're going to have something going on. This particular lady's been compared to a lot of the greats, Aretha Franklin, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald. And her show that she does is a show that's kind of like what used to be done in the historic Cotton Club back in Harlem. So really different. And if you go in there, by the way, if you look up on the balcony, there are 7 purple seats in the balcony. That is when they did the restoration, that's a nod to the Purple Gang, who used to meet there with the bootleg in Chicago to discuss moving booze, because their belief was that the projector up there made enough noise that nobody could be recording their conversation.
That's just cool. I mean, that
little,
is.
A little history there.
And you know how I'm a history buff. I love that sort of thing, as you know, Ron, and that's just good stuff. Something else, the bakery there, In Albion, we've been seeing, Ivy and I have been seeing pictures from the brand new bakery. It's eluding me at the moment, but man, it is the best looking stuff. I mean, I think my computer screen gets all steamed up when I
yeah,
see it.
You know, when you're going down for the show, you know, if you get there a little early, go over to the bakery, go up to the brewery. You know, they got a nice brew pub there, nice beautiful streetscapes to wander around, and then you know that you're gonna be able to go if it's hot. You're going to be able to go in an air-conditioned theater, see a fantastic show.
There you go. It sounds great. Albion, Blues at the Bone Theater, man. That's just that's just good stuff. Good road trip. Well done, Ron. What else we got?
Well, we can swing around for something completely different. Go all the way up to Crystal Falls in the Upper Peninsula, where they have this weekend is the Humongous Fungus Festival, celebrating the giant fungus that grows in the forest out there. At one time, it was the largest living organism on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they celebrate everything mushrooms, and they will have a 100-square-foot pizza made up with mushrooms for everybody.
So
what's going on in Crystal Falls?
What kind of fungus is that again? What is that?
It's the little golden bud, you know, the little golden bud mushrooms.
Sure.
I can't think of the name. You can look on Michigan Back Roads. I got the scientific name there.
Right.
And it covers hundreds of acres, but most of it's underground. It's just these little golden buds that are edible that sprout up, and that's what they're celebrating.
Right. The mycelium is under. Is it a chanterelle? I'm going to have to look that up. We'll know
in a
second.
It's not a chanterelle. You can look it up. Just they tell there, and I don't have the ability to pronounce the Latin name.
Well, that's fine. You have barely the ability to pronounce the English name. I understand.
Exactly.
I see you're going to be taking this show of yours on the road again coming up on August 1st. That's tomorrow, Ron.
That's tomorrow. Yeah, I'm touring Kalkaska with the DDA there, and then up to Horizon Books in Traverse City. I'll be there from 4 until 6 for Film Fest. We have a special offer on my books. We'll be signing books there. And then I'm hoping to leave there and go right across just a few miles away to Williamsburg to the Equestrian Festival, where they have the internationally and nationally rated jumpers and hunters. And we're going to have some Michigan Olympic hopefuls competing in those competitions this weekend. So that's an incredible show that goes on out there.
You spin the wheel one more time. You got about 20 seconds. Who are we getting in for the final hoorah?
Let's go with Crosswell, because they have the Crosswell Swinging Bridge Festival. This is over in the Thumb, and it spans the river there. And you'll know you're at the right bridge, because it's a suspension bridge, and the sign says, "Be good to your mother-in-law."
There you go.
What better advice is there than that?
There you go. Okay, so I got the secret answer piped in from my fairy godmother. It is the Foundry Bakery in Albion, by the way. It's brand new, and I'm telling you, I'm looking at this stuff online going, my gosh, that looks like it's some of the best I've ever seen. I'm glad I wasn't there smelling it. It looks fabulous. So if you go to Albion, don't miss the Foundry Bakery. By the way, don't miss Ron over there in Traverse City. That's tomorrow. Horizon Books downtown, August 1st. And of course, look for Ron. If you see him and he comes out, he looks disheveled, lost, soiled up, give him a ride, maybe a cold beer, because, you know, he's just a man wandering the backwoods. Ron Rademacher, find out more at MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I'll see you out there on the trail.
Peace and love, my friend. Peace and love. Eric Trump on the way. Don't go anywhere.